Hello, internet people. This is The Unbelievables. I'm Mike Calhoun
of The Unbelievables.
Oh. Wait a minute. Hang on.
Sorry.
Who's this?
It's me, the Phantom. No,
the Phantom?
Yeah, or of, Johnny.
Of the studio.
Yes.
Hang on. Shut up for a second.
Okay.
We have another person in this studio right now besides Mike Calhoun, who's me, currently speaking. And then we have a similarly voiced man who is also here.
Yes.
See, I had this whole bit that I was going to open with about welcoming people on the internet. Can you even do that? Hey, I haven't introduced you yet. You can't speak. Hey, guys, this is Mike Calhoun of The Unbelievables. The whole bit's just destroyed.
I'm waiting.
That's absolutely destroyed. Joining me is my good friend and co-host, Johnny Trowbridge. Hello, Johnny.
Hello. I'm here.
Well, that's been established.
We've
heard you a couple times.
Or is it the Phantom?
You know what? What if I said I preferred the Phantom?
Get used to it, because he's here for good. Not now, but he will be. It's alter
what
ego.
What would the Phantom of the studio do, really?
He would hurt half of his face, so he has.
He would just hurt half of his himself.
I think that's part of the role.
It's not even like he became the Phantom because of it.
No.
Wow, it's real.
It's too hard to come by those kind
of
people.
Is it because you're trying to avoid copyright infringement?
Yeah, exactly.
that's really what it is.
You saw to the heart of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know what? I just solved it, and that way we don't have to ever hear from the Phantom again. Contemporary. That's what people like to say now.
It's like
vintage. Everything old is vintage now.
It's a guy down on his luck. He hurts half his face to make it in the big
to make it in the big theater Phantom world. You know, that's a really flooded market. Phantoms of things.
Yes. Phantom of the.
They're really not ever. They never turn out to be phantoms. I watched enough Scooby-Doo to understand that they aren't really.
That's true, except there was that one where they were real. So kind of puts a whole.
Which one
theory.
Was that? Hey, remember that time I told you I watched Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
I didn't. I lied to you. That was a lie.
Why?
An audible gasp
from
my co-host.
Really? That's.
I never did watch Scooby-Doo, so I just assumed.
Why would you even say it then?
Because I really love to quote.
Or
I would have got away with
just
it
want to be
if
one
it
of the
weren't
kids.
For you. Yeah, yeah. Hello, fellow children.
You can recognize me by my love for Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, Dexter's Laboratory. See, I say it like him because I am such the fan.
Wait, you've never seen any Scooby-Doo?
I've never seen any Scooby-Doo. I've never seen any.
But you know the concept.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's a terrible show. That's the simple.
Oh,
I'm assuming that's the concept.
You
right?
don't actually think that.
That show is awful.
What is awful? Okay.
What's awful about Scooby-Doo?
Okay.
How is it that I hate it? Let me count the ways.
You don't have any ways.
It's terrible. It is. Besides Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my god.
What is heralded as the most lazy animation?
I will grant you, there is some lazy animation.
There were less frequently used backgrounds in the Flintstones than in Scooby-Doo.
I agree.
They would, for a new environment, just change the color of the walls of, like, the spooky mansion. It was always a spooky mansion because they're like, we got to re...
But it was so spooky.
Oh, my God.
So spooky. I was a little kid shaking my boots, my little kid boots.
Did you wear boots indoors? I never took off shoes because I was terrified of stepping in rubbish.
Wow.
I always had animals growing up.
Are you wearing boots right now?
I am.
What kind of boots?
Those ones that go all the way up to my dick. those ones
don't exist.
Yeah, they do.
Chaps.
Yeah. No,
you're
I don't.
Talking about chaps.
I'm not wearing chaps. Ugh. Now, I've got those really tall boots on that You fish in. You go fly
waders,
fishing in those.
They're called waders.
Waders, yeah.
Waders.
I strap two waders. I don't tip them. I strap two of my legs.
Ooh,
good one. If only we had a.
Only
a
there
waiter.
Was a sound effect that could.
That's one of the waders right now. Don't step over the.
No.
Just
no.
go around it.
The left.
Oh my god!
That's fine.
Every time. See, that's why I'm saying that's a problem where we make the only entrance to the studio through the kitchen on our nuclear sub.
Yes. By the way, this is coming to you
directly. You could be listening to this in the future.
Really?
Because really, it's not live.
Yeah, that's
unless
true.
You found some way. Unless you're here with us in the studio, and I'm pretty sure the only person here is Cookie, and then the two waiters, of course, that I mentioned earlier.
Yes,
you and me.
I don't think you understand. Waiters that you like wear are like it's like pants. You only have one.
Johnny, it's going to be established in future episodes that Mike doesn't know a lot of things.
Okay. That's
coming up later. Coming up later in the show, guys. It's going to be a little. Explain it to Mike. We'll give you a little taste there. So hold on until the end of the show.
Just use this teaser of him not knowing what waiters are
as an expose.
Little teaser
on
there.
What's coming up? We're going to play a little game with our guest. Speaking of guests, besides you and I,
yes,
Cookie and our two waiters.
One waiter. There's only one waiter. It's plural.
I've already explained this. It's already been established.
Okay.
We do have another guest in the studio with us.
All right.
He has a name. Oh, I've already disclosed his gender. Unless it's changed. Hey, it's the 90s.
Anything or any time could be possible.
It's a good point. Wow. If you're listening to this in the past... I don't want to give anything away about the past.
The question.
We've got
is,
nuclear subs. That's one thing. Did they have nuclear subs in the 90s?
Yeah.
I swear
yes,
they did.
Yes, they did.
I swear they had to have.
The question is not who is he, but when is he?
Oh, so spooky.
Oh my God.
Does it what feel an appropriate lighter time in here? To use that. Is this the Phantom music? Is this the music that the Phantom would?
Can you see through my hand?
For the listener, my co-host is holding up his hand and asking me if I can see through it. Actually, you know what? That's an appropriate question.
Can't
listener, call in and tell us whether you can see through my co-host's hands.
If you can.
Only the one hand. The other hand hasn't become dematerial yet. He's holding up both hands now. Oh, no, this is...
See, that's something Scooby-Doo would do. That's how scary that is.
Scooby-Doo has hands? I thought he had paws. Isn't he a dog?
He's not really a dog.
He's not really a
it's
dog.
It's been established.
Is that because... You know what? I always wondered why he was able to speak. Is he just a man in the dog suit?
No. He is like... Okay.
I always thought, like, real meta here, he was like a figment of... What was the high dude's name?
Oh, it's Shaggy.
Shaggy. I wanted to say Chappy, but that was a robot.
No, because other people are like... Unless they're like really accepting of his...
Oh, they're really... It's like they Shutter Island.
Yeah, there he is.
They Shutter Island him. Uh-oh, spoiler alert.
Come on, Scooby-Doo. Gotta go to my haunted mansion.
Guys, if you haven't seen Shutter Island yet, stop listening to this podcast 5 minutes ago. Because I gave away significant... I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Continue. So, Scooby-Doo,
okay, so,
is he or is he not a man? That is the key point here.
Let me just say, there is a Scooby-Doo that I'm sure someone will know. There is one where he... is visited by aliens. It's in one of the newer
Scooby-Doo.
Ones. It's a movie. It's
and
a movie.
The gang or just Scooby-Doo?
The whole gang. But the aliens are like, they look like dogs. And Scooby-Doo falls in love with the dog and can communicate with this dog, alien.
How do we know when a dog falls in love?
I think they put like cartoon hearts. I think that's the guarantee.
So only cartoon dogs can fall in love? Can only cartoon dogs go to heaven?
Oh, I think the answer would be yes.
Considering that is an animated film.
I don't know of any... I mean, sure, Disney will do it at some point.
I'll tell you what. There's no dogs in my heaven. Because I don't like dogs.
None of them?
Ooh. Dead air. That's always good for radio.
Yeah.
This is just shocked. I shocked my co-host. I keep wanting to call you my guest. You're not my guest. Your guest.
I'll never be your guest.
Oh, ooh, good heavens.
I'm the Phantom.
No. He's the Phantom's back, everyone.
So now I know why you don't like Scooby-Doo.
Now I got this damn Phantom our I have to keep correcting myself. Our nuclear
Everything's
sub.
About you. It's your sub, even though I own
the
carpet.
It's both of our names are on the loan, just because mine's on there first.
You don't loan a nuclear sub, you steal it. Which is what we
did. I was hoping we wouldn't expose that to the entire world.
It's going to get out sometime. It's
going
to
get out?
Cut to the chase.
That we stole a nuclear sub and then established a podcasting recording studio.
If you're listening right now, FBI, I'm the Phantom.
That's the Federal Bureau of Investigation for the listener.
All this jargon.
All of our listeners are incredibly dumb. What can I say? if you're not catching up with the is that an anagram? No, it's not an anagram.
Acronym.
An acronym.
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 Sounds like Acme.
Sounds like Akron. Yeah. A place where Stephen Curry and LeBron James are from.
I think that's an inside joke. I think you pronounced it wrong.
Actually, that's just a fact. But the fact that I brought it up is an inside joke between us.
He's French, actually. I don't think he's from Akron.
Stephen Curry.
LeBron.
LeBron. LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron. LeBron James Hernandez.
I don't know why.
His dad dual was from, his dual dad citizenship. Was from Madrid. Dual citizenship. France. And Spain. He's an extremely large
French Spaniard.
Yeah. He would have been great when they invaded South America and just murdered all those people.
Light topics.
We're getting political here, guys. We get a little political here. Do you think when the Spanish were invaded, do you think the original natives of South America? I'm getting to a point here.
Okay.
I'm getting to something.
I'm holding on.
The original natives of South America. Do you think they were like large people? Because a lot of
what?
Like large like Native American Northern Native Americans.
Like
were notorious for being pretty large. Like
are you just making this up?
I am not
kidding
you. No. They were large in stature.
You mean in
you know,
stature
like,
or
yeah, like you know like northern like Scandinavians. They're known
for actually
being
like
tall people.
Tall people.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying. Like they were tall. Do you think South Americans, like native South Americans, because people from Spain and Portugal were not known for being very large. They were smaller.
I didn't know that.
They were smaller. Like French people, like Highlanders, they were relatively large because they had descended from more Norse
and
region
high
people.
Highlander. I guess that's geography.
Yeah, I mean, if you're up in the mountains,
you grow taller
because
gravity
is less. Yeah, well, I'm sure gravity's less, and
there's a science behind everything.
The air is thinner, so you don't have a lot of
you breathe more.
You don't have a lot of.
Is that how that works?
I think you can breathe thinner air. That's how the Denver Broncos always have like an advantage each year.
Or is that a disadvantage because they have to breathe more?
No,
or,
no.
There's too much air. Too much
at their home. Stadium, they have an advantage because they breathe the thinner air.
Oh my god, that's brilliant!
Am I telling you this? Is this a newest thing for you? Is this a new thing for
you? I
mean,
you don't like Scooby Doo. I learned.
We're
science.
Learning new things about each other every day. This is well, we're gonna have to get to know each other pretty well on this nuclear sub we're on.
The 6-month voyage.
Remember that time I was trying to introduce our guest?
No,
I don't.
No, I don't.
Wait, ho! What is this? Hang on.
The Phantom.
Sounds like he changed his voice. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another guest. My guest today. Do I have some music for him? Why not? Yeah, this sounds like a fun thing to do. Why not?
Ooh. Classic.
This is just me.
I found the slowest music possible.
Entertainer?
It is the entertainer.
Okay, it's been
speaking of entertainers, my guest today... is a bit of an entertainer. Ladies and gentlemen,
sure.
Many times you'll hear someone describe a person as needing no introduction.
This is now one of those cases.
Nobody knows who this man is, except maybe his mom. Hey, mom, are you listening? Not my mom. This man's mom. If you are,
write us.
Write in.
P.O. Box 555.
five, just like Hollywood.
555
Street.
Street.
Pacific Ocean, USA.
USA.
Yeah,
a little ambitious.
We're closer to the USA. Regardless, Tyler Bucks is here, everyone.
Hi.
Tyler Bucks.
Hey, I've been waiting a long time.
Almost 15 whole minutes.
Yes. I got. That means I have 5 minutes to tell you everything about my projects.
Good luck.
Hey.
Fortunately, you've got no projects.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Johnny. Hello, Phantom. Thank you for bringing me
the Phantom.
Sub.
Yeah, you don't address the Phantom.
I've been talking to him this whole time while I was waiting.
This whole time?
Really?
It must have been real quiet if he didn't pick it up on the microphone.
It's all in your head. He hasn't talked to you like that?
I don't know if you were talking to the Phantom.
Yeah, I feel like you're talking to some sort of demon. We are pretty deep. You know what? This could be some like Pacific Rim sort of shit where some like otherworldly beings are like reaching us through our brainwaves.
We're like on call. Like we're the first responder.
Yeah, we are the first responder. I like to think of myself as a first responder in our nuclear sub.
That reminds me. I'm supposed to tell you guys you're the first responders if giant monsters.
Wait a minute. Hey, is this a real decree that we're getting? Wait, who sent you?
Yeah,
First of all,
was it the Phantom?
How did you get here?
Yeah, the Phantom talked to me. How did I get here?
Yeah,
how did
you get into the sub?
Was it a skidoo?
I can hold my breath a long time. The whole time you guys were talking, I had my breath held until.
Is that one of your?
Yeah, but we're on the bottom of the ocean, so
we're close.
You don't
want to
let people know where you are.
Oh, we're on the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, we don't like to lock down the location of our studio just for tax purposes.
Tax evasion.
Tax. Hey, man,
they're running from the
last time. You're telling us where we got the sub.
They're running from the FBI already. Now tax evasion.
Hey, FBI.
That's what got Al
Capone.
Come
and get us.
Whoa!
You'll never find us. This is not a very big sub. Believe me.
It's larger than you'd think. Stop giving away stuff.
That's actually giving away less.
This is.
Anyway,
we don't want those guys in the studio, no.
So tell us, Tyler.
Hi.
Tyler Bucks.
Would you say that you're famous?
Sometimes.
He's sometimes famous.
I am sometimes
famous. Is that the same thing as almost famous?
Ooh.
Great movie.
Ooh.
Actually,
starring people that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Actually, except for the one guy. Who was that? Who was the guy, skater turned actor who was in My Name is Earl?
Oh.
What was that gentleman's name?
What?
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk, skater? Tony Hawk, he was in Almost Famous.
Was he?
No, he played a rock star that was being covered by a journalist, a young journalist. Hmm. You guys have never seen Almost Famous?
I'm happy I showed up today to find out the plot of Almost Famous. I was about to IMDb
classic
it.
Classic movie.
See, we don't really have a good Wi-Fi signal. Down
I just
here
like the I like
the on the bottom of the ocean. What's that?
I've seen of Almost Famous is
for the listener. My co-host is holding
glasses.
Up. He's holding up his hands like binoculars and then calling them glasses.
Coke bottle glasses. That's what they.
Coke what?
Coke bottle.
Coke bottle glasses. You're talking about. So you're making a derogatory term towards people. That have thick rimmed or thick lens
it's just
glasses.
A circular. Harry Potter. Is that Harry Potter glasses? Is that how you refer to them?
Oh, so just the shape.
Yeah, just circle.
My apologies
circle
to anyone
glasses.
That may have been offended by me referencing someone being
circle glasses. Circle glasses sounds pretty dumb, so I just thought.
I like to call them John Lennon glasses.
But then that's just as bad.
Is it?
John Lennon was famous. Just Tyler Bucks, you said you're sometimes famous.
Sometimes
what do you
famous.
Mean by that? Bringing it bringing it full circle.
Yeah,
see, that's
really
the job of a good host.
This is like a pentagram.
Wow, this is great.
Pentagram.
Sorry,
I feel like that's a different. I feel like that's something the Phantom would be interested in.
Bringing it back full triangle.
Full triangle. There we go.
Full triangle.
Almost famous. That means
somewhat famous. Sometimes famous.
When I'm in a band.
He's in a band.
Just so we can preface.
You are in a band.
So when I show up and play shows, people are like, oh, there he is. But the moment I step out of there, people are like,
Excuse me, sir, can you not
in our house?
Oh.
I get that.
Local band.
Every day.
Are you trying to, do you stay in a new house every day? Is that a thing that you have to?
I've heard of that.
You know what?
It's
the road is tough.
Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Is that like what that is? That's what
bed
you do?
Bed breakfast?
Sure, let's
so it's
go
like,
with that.
Okay. That's what I thought it was. That's a thing, though. Is this one of those things we have to explain to you?
You know what? For the listener, if you're listening, unless you skipped ahead, 20 minutes, and you're coming in now, hi, welcome. This is the Unbelievable.
Welcome back.
I guess we might as well take care of that.
I'm the Phantom.
Welcome back.
I'm the Phantom, actually.
Johnny. If you've been listening this far, you know that Mike doesn't know a lot of things. A lot of things have to be explained to him. So please tell me what an Airbnb is.
It's not a thing. It's a company.
Yeah, isn't it an app? Basically, I saw an ad for it today. It's the creepiest thing of all time. Basically,
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, can I make a guess? B&B.
Yes.
Stands for bed and breakfast.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, he's catching on.
Bed and breakfast. Now, air.
Yes.
I would think that you're referencing air.
You're getting
hotter.
As in
aeroplanes.
Keep going.
Now, do all these bed and breakfasts.
You're burning up.
like jet fuel.
Okay.
Yes.
That doesn't melt.
Do they take so Airbnb? So is it just like a bed and breakfast but on a plane?
No. Okay. So
no.
It doesn't.
I didn't think so.
Airbnb. It's basically like almost Uber for where you can sleep. You go to a town and people are like, hey, you can sleep on my couch for $12.
Usually
an hour.
You might have to work for them. Like if they
really?
own like a farm or something.
Goods
can
and
you like get a farm?
No,
really?
That's not a thing. That's a real thing.
For goods and especially services.
No.
Sir.
Leave that. Okay.
Well, it's sort of like those two guys that I have wrapped around my legs every time I go fly fishing. The waiters?
Yeah, the waiters.
Yes. Two waiters?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I think they're going to be around here somewhere.
Yeah,
they've got to be. I imagine they can't be far.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. Oh.
Just go around. You don't have to come through the studio. Just leave the food. All right, go see Cookie. He's probably got stuff for you to do.
They always drop that one glass. And it rolls every
always,
time.
All two times that you've been here.
My grandmother's
Hang
China.
On.
What?
I feel like, did you get extra information from the Phantom? Because he's the only one that's been here an extended period of time.
Yes, the first thing I said as I was talking to him.
That's creeping me out, man. The fact that he's just having this telepathic connection to the Phantom. That's
really creepy. Oh, I don't know, the guy's, Phantom's got a weird voice.
Phantom does
change
weird...
it all over.
The Phantom is many people, you know what I mean?
He's multicultural.
He's multicultural.
He's also has a slight lisp.
Multicultural.
The Phantom has a slight lisp.
No, you can't
tell. I would
love
to hear that.
That's why I said slight.
I wonder if the Phantom...
Yes, Johnny, we would all love to hear the Phantom have a slight
lisp.
He's
not a dog. He's not a monkey. You don't clap your hands and he bangs the cymbals, you know. Nope, you just clapped your hands.
For the listener, that was Tyler that clapped his hands.
Hi, Tyler. I'm in a band.
Tyler's in
that
the band.
That I'm talking about.
Would you say
this band? I'd love to hear more about it, but we have to take a break. We'll be right back with more Unbelievable after this. Hey there, folks. This is Blind Jim here to tell you about Blind Jim's all-visual art gallery. Look, I know what you're thinking. A blind man hosting an art gallery? That's crazy. How does he find the address? Well, I'll tell you. We're located here on the corner of 4th and Maple. Not the streets, you see. We're on the corner of the 4th Maple tree you see when you arrive in town. All I had to do was memorize it, and so can you. It's very simple, and I don't see how you can get confused. We'll be showing art from such notable painters and sculptors such as Gretchen Gilgamesh, and Roberto Lobster, and Carolina of South Dakota. I'd like to give you a taste of what will be featured here, so here I get... Here's an original piece by Georgina Balls. The paint strokes sure feel really thick. Here, I'm gonna get another one. Here we go. Here's another one from Daryl Dumpsweat. As you can see, we have an eclectic range of visual art selected for you. You'll have to hurry, or perhaps not, I guess, because the gallery will be open from when the clock looks like this to when it looks like this. Hold on. So circle these dates on your calendar so you don't miss it. Blind Jim's all-visual art gallery. You won't believe your eyes, and you certainly won't believe mine. Welcome back to the Unbelievables, guys. My favorite song is playing.
A classic, to be sure.
Classic, to be sure. The slowest version.
This was super influential for me. growing up as a young musician.
As a young entertainer?
Yes, exactly.
Is that right?
I'd love to hear more. Guys, this is the Unbelievables podcast. This is Mike Calhoun.
This is Johnny Trowbridge.
I'm joined by my co-host, Johnny Trowbridge. And our guest today...
I just said that. Keep going.
Our guest today...
Yes?
...is Tyler Bucks. And he was just about to tell us before the break about his band.
See, the best part about the break was the fact that people still don't know what band I'm in. I can say anything at this point. It's
because Tyler, yeah. For the listener, I'm holding his hand.
Okay.
It's beautiful. For the I'm listener, crying a little bit.
For the listener, I'm sweating a little bit.
Tyler?
Yes.
Something you'll learn in on the countless radio shows I'm sure you're sure you'll be on in the future with your fame and fortune.
Yes.
Called suspense. Gotta have a little suspense. Gotta keep the listener engaged.
Yeah.
Say it with me. Engaged. You didn't say it with me. That's okay. I'd love to hear more about this band, though.
Engaged.
Suspense.
Sorry, it's a little late. I have bad timing.
He's got terrible timing, doesn't he?
Suspense. There was a show. There was a radio show in the 1940s.
Radio show in the 1940s.
It was called 9040. It was like a horror thing. I used to listen to tapes of it.
The Creaky Door.
The Creaky Door.
Ooh, suspense. Please tell me more.
There was a boy. He lived behind a creaky door.
I think he meant to tell him a little bit more about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about that. Not specifically.
Oh, yeah, okay. So when I was little, I used to listen to these creepy things, and sometimes I would...
Continue. I'd love to hear more.
You really...
I'm hanging on every detail.
Yeah, I hear you are. Well, you know, they were just really scary, and wow. They were all from the 1940s.
Wait, so...
That's what I was trying to say.
They were from the 1940s. They were radio show... They were recorded radio... Were they on tape?
Yeah, they're on tape.
Did you have them on tape?
There was a huge binder I bought.
You have them on tape.
Yes.
This is Mitch Drymouth here.
Oh, God.
Asking you.
Mitch,
it's really best for you to stay...
How'd you get on this naval vessel?
...further away from the microphone, because it really... I just have such a dry mouth that just causes problems. Yeah, that's why I asked you to stay further away from the mic. No, go away.
That was one of the waiters, wasn't it?
That is one of the waiters. One of the waiters is Mitch.
Mitch
Drymouth.
He's a good kid.
You know what? He does his job well. I don't tip him. He never complains to me.
The poor kid just needs to take a break and drink some water.
He does. He's so busy.
Running into all those classes.
Running into all of the... Mitch, don't do it, Mitch. Mitch, just go around them.
Mitch, you
son of a...
You have so much to live for, Mitch.
Oh, my God. It's just...
How much do you pay him every time? How much do you pay him?
That one last dish. Each time.
There it goes.
I'm not tipping him.
Good. But anyway, so these were on tape that you and you just had a supply of them?
Yeah, when I was really little, it was like eight years old, I think. And we bought like a bunch of them at like, I think it was in Michigan for some reason, wherever that is.
The only place you can get them.
Yeah, it's part of the continental United States, I think.
Is it the United States, I believe? That's what it's called?
Yeah, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, well, anyway, we bought these tapes, and I listened to them religiously, mm-hmm. and I listened to probably every single one on there multiple times, and there was one that was on this show called Suspense, and it was so scary that I still cannot listen to it.
Really?
Because it's so scary. I can't go to sleep. I should preface that. And then, I can't go to sleep.
And then he had me listen to them.
And he laughed.
For the listener, we actually have known each other for quite some time.
Yes.
That should be
a little
an established thing. Yeah, it's a little apparent. We're kindly. We're friendly.
We're
chums.
Familiar.
I'd say.
No.
Tyler, Johnny, I've known for how many years now?
It's like four or five.
We've been co-hosts in life.
Wow. In all ways you want to take
that?
More than
4 or 5 years. Wow. I started at that one place of employment.
Yes.
When I was 20 years of age. Oh, and I believe you started 18, very shortly afterwards.
18?
Big Bertha's Burrito Barn.
It was Big Bertha's Burrito Barn.
So, yeah, that would
That's 5 years ago.
And then we were joined by this gentleman, Tyler Bucks.
Hi. Yeah, I worked up with Big Bertha for 3 years as a kitchen manager.
He managed the kitchen.
Big Bertha.
So he knows a little bit about all the problems that Mitch is running into.
Oh.
With
all classic.
I mean, I've worked so many shifts. I'll tell you what. I worked so many shifts folding some burritos that my mouth just got. I mean, it's still even a little dry.
I can tell.
Ooh.
It's best.
You need water. Get that man water.
You don't want to do that. It's like a mating call to Mitch, and he'll show up here in the comes. Studio again. I don't want him.
Oh,
Mitch,
there he is.
Just
going.
There's like.
Yes, I've
heard Mitch.
I'm just really happy for the opportunity.
That's great. Can you go,
Mitch?
Just give me this opportunity.
Okay.
No, well, I
do. You guys Mitch. Happen to have any? Do you guys happen to have any water?
There's some no. in the kitchen.
Don't go over there. Go around.
I'll just go to the kitchen.
Okay. No. Thank you,
Mitch. Can you? You always like take up my space in the microphone too, and it's just like Mitch Christ.
Mitch, there's.
Wait, not the last glass.
And again,
with a glass,
we're gonna be out of dishes by the end of this damn show.
You guys have a lot of dishes.
We need
new
help.
You think we should probably put
less? It's hard to
vote.
See, I try to post for new help on Craigslist, but we don't have a very good.
We don't have internet.
We don't have a very good internet connection down here.
There's
the
not.
Of the Pacific
there's
Ocean.
Not Craigslist Pacific Ocean subclass.
Yeah. Anyway. You know what? Surprisingly, there is a Reddit subreddit though for the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
Get out.
We made it.
Yeah. Only ones on it.
So, I was saying, I have known these guys for a long time.
Yeah, we have known each other for a while.
And we did listen to those tapes. The creaky door and Lipton tea.
Yeah, they would always rep Lipton tea.
Oh, that was like their ad.
That was their ad. But like that was back when the ads were like part of the show in a way.
Great.
Like
where they would integrate it.
A person for Coca-Cola, and I came on and you guys were talking, and I was just like, you know what would really help Mitch right now? A nice refreshing Coca-Cola.
Don't
and
say his name.
That's
don't
how,
mention it. He'll come. I don't want him coming back.
Stay away,
Mitch.
I think he's down for the count this time.
Oh yeah, he's thank God.
That last glass.
I think there's blood.
Well, we can't have that because the only other person to clean it up is
what's his name like? It's really weird. It's like.
It's Rot. He just wants
Rotten.
To go by Rot.
No.
He only ever
name.
Wants to go by Rot, but his full name is Rotten Crabtree.
Rotten Crabtree. He's Belarusian.
Belarusian.
Yeah.
We don't want him to come in here.
I don't.
He can. Hey, Rot, if you can hear us, just stick with the. Just help Mitch out. All right, thanks. So, Tyler, I want to hear more about royalties.
Oh!
The name of the band
that
we finally
I almost
mentioned.
Forgot.
I almost forgot the
was,
name of your band.
I was starting to wonder myself. I was like, what band am I in? Yes, the name of the band is Royalties.
Name of the band is Royalties. You yes. are a musician.
Yes, I
in
am.
In the band.
A magician.
He plucks that, those magic strings.
Magic.
So yes. You play the guitar.
Lead guitar, yeah.
Lead guitar.
Yeah. So
or lead guitar, depending on how you view it.
You know what? You're right. Which do you play? The lead guitar or the lead guitar? This is
what?
A pertinent question.
I will have to check. I
it's
don't have
dangerous
my,
to play
have
lead
we're
guitar.
Gonna have to check.
I don't have my guitar.
He doesn't have his guitar with him. You know what?
Good, because I don't want a lead guitar on this small enclosed submarine.
Yeah, it may sink the submarine even more.
We don't want that. We're at a healthy depth. I had Cookie, our combination kitchen, our cook, and navigator,
and dessert pastry,
and pastry chef,
and captain.
Yeah,
take care of our depth. So yeah, I'm glad you didn't bring a lead guitar on board.
No, I do play lead guitar.
You play
though.
Lead guitar mm-hmm. in this band.
Yes.
So when did this band begin? When was this endeavor? Have you been playing the guitar long? Answer all these questions at once.
Yes.
You have 5 minutes.
Next question.
You have 5 minutes.
No, I've been playing guitar for like 7 or 8 years now. I picked it up from my brothers having their guitars just around.
You actually picked up their guitars figuratively.
I had to. That's how you play a guitar.
He has a good point. Johnny, I
defer.
I'd appreciate it if you...
I defer to you.
I defer to you.
But I'd appreciate it if you didn't keep up with these terrible questions.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, so I started playing like that, and then I did worship stuff, and that's where I met Johnny, actually.
Now, this is an important question.
Yes.
What were you worshiping? Because here, we've got the Phantom.
The Phantom.
And he was the Phantom.
Yes, it was. I'm just going to stop you there.
That's... I guess that makes sense why he has that psychic connection with you.
Mm-hmm. I worship the darkness in every man's soul.
So now the Phantom worships. Oh,
he just left.
Wow.
You know what?
He's a mystery.
He is a mysterious fellow.
Wow, what a gorgeous man.
Enigma. An enigma is the word indeed. You're searching for.
He, So you were learning guitar.
Yes.
As a young lad.
Yes, I have learned guitar, yes.
So what kind of music does this band...
Flash forward 7 years.
Flash forward as far as possible.
Yes.
Sorry, that was flash forward.
Okay, so we play pop rock, alternative rock. Okay. Back when I was a young lad, I listened to a band called Inhale Exhale, which was a Christian metal band when I was playing worship music for the Phantom. But... Also, I played worship for church too.
Okay.
But no, so I
the Church of the Phantom,
and
one of the same.
Yeah, a guy named Ryland Rouse was the singer of that band.
Really?
And then, flash forward a bunch of years later, he was always stayed one of my favorite singers, and I happened to meet him doing an interview when I used to interview bands, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm looking to start a new band." I was like, "Oh man, I thought that'd be so cool," and then 3 months later, I was at his house. Playing for him, locking up big time.
Wow. You're playing for him.
Yes, because
as a personal slave.
yes. And I was locking up big time.
Locking
you know
up.
What I mean.
He was crying. You know what? Is that crying?
I don't know.
This is one of those things where both Mike and I don't know what's going on.
Look it up on Earth.
This is a situation in which you must explain it both to Mike and Johnny.
No. So the real thing.
Are you trying to tell us that you were bombing?
No, but what was happening was
bombs.
I know bombs.
We know a lot about bombs.
I'm
considering we're
one.
On our nuclear
I'm
sub.
Looking at one right
we're
now.
Sitting on them.
We're sitting on yeah.
Anyway,
you're locking up
yes.
his house
yes,
with
I'm,
him inside
I'm locking
and his
it up.
Wife.
I'm putting up boards
and you're getting out the tape.
Yeah, and I'm locking up big time trying to put up boards to lock up his
yeah,
house like trying to, I was just nervous. I
understand.
To impress him.
Okay, but I'm actually confused. What does this mean?
No. So I was he was playing instrumentals that he had made on his computer and everything and seeing what I could do.
Oh, I see.
And there was a moment of me cuz he would just be like, "All right, play something." And I'd play something and then he would be like, "All right, change it up a little bit."
Was there any feedback?
And then change it up. No, he would just tell me to change it up. And they would say do something faster. And they would say do some sliding stuff.
This Ryland fellow.
Yes.
Is he an older gentleman? Because he sounds like a wise old man.
He's professor.
Such instruction. Yeah, professor. And Professor Xavier.
I'll put it this
way. He sounds like a Jeffrey Rush.
I'll put it this way. He went.
Perhaps we can get him on the show.
He went to school with the
Phantom.
Does
he have a problem with deep depth? Oh, he went to the school. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is really dating the mm-hmm. Phantom then. Unless, of course, Ryland is an immortal creature.
Mm. I'm not. I didn't say
yes. We cannot confirm nor deny.
That's our classic Face. Go-to phrase.
Yeah.
No, Ryland's just been around the block with his old band, and then he's been in a couple other bands, so he knew a lot. And but yeah, it was just, you know, he was having me play over and over, and my fingers completely locked up. That's what I mean.
Oh,
like,
I understand.
At a
We've
certain
discovered
point,
it?
I couldn't play, and my fingers locked up because I was so nervous. And it was until later he was mentioning his band, and I was like, "I'm going to be honest with you. I am a huge fan of you."
Wow. Wait. Did you not know when you met him that he was that guy?
It was during my interview, actually, with someone from another band, and he was mentioning that Ryland was there. From Inhale Exhale, and I looked, and he was like right off camera. I was like, "Whoa!" And then, yeah, and then like that. When I went to his house, of course, I knew.
Wow.
Anyway,
it's a big moment.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool, and we had a good time. And then
this is the first time I'm hearing this story.
And then when I was,
I'm excited
me,
hearing
me
this
too.
Story.
We talked from. I went there right after work, so it was from 6 till 3 in the morning.
Oh wow!
And then when I was leaving, he was like. Yeah, so, you know, come back and we'll start writing the
So album. Immediately he was impressed. He was obviously
Yeah, but he didn't let me know that.
He didn't let you know.
And wait, that's if he asked you.
He plays
back,
everything really close assume. To the chest.
Well, that's when I knew. It was when I was leaving. He was telling me to come back. That's when I knew. I didn't know.
Baby, come back.
Did he say that? Was that
yeah,
the
he's
thing
saying,
that he said?
He, oh, another thing you guys should know is Ryland only talks.
You gotta harmonize, man.
Sorry.
Ryland only talks to you by singing.
Ryland only speaks
that's how
in
he,
song.
That's how he perfects his singing
you
voice.
You know what?
He is more and more of like a Greek tragedy
He's like
figure.
The Daniel Day-Lewis of singing.
Yeah.
He just really gets into his singing character and has to immerse himself in song.
That's probably the best way
prepare.
You could have described that.
Well, I feel like I knocked that one out of the park.
Yeah,
actually.
It really did.
That was actually pretty good. Yeah. I would like to play some samples.
Yeah. Go for
and
it.
And I would like you to say true or false.
Yeah.
Does it sound like your band's music?
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Now,
I like this.
This first one.
Okay.
Is a special one that we all love,
oh,
including
wow.
the listener.
It's the entertainer.
It is indeed the entertainer. Could you tell?
If you
wait,
did.
Wait,
oh.
Wait,
wait,
wait.
It's a big. Oh.
See, if you didn't say it was the entertainer, I would have been like, "How'd you get my song?
Yeah.
This is our music."
So this is your music. This is. You know what? I think. Is your
so,
is your album available for purchasing by other humans?
It's just that song.
It's just,
that's all we play.
It's just that. You know what? I am so down. The, I would love to.
The Entertainer by Royalties.
By Royalties.
I feel like that's illegal or something.
No, man.
I think it's public domain at this point,
it
isn't it?
It probably is.
Public.
That was made at the beginning of time, that song.
the first song.
What's the time on there?
Actually, that song is written in the Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, it's the first.
By the Phantom.
By the Phantom.
Ryland
Phantom
the
of the Bible.
Thou shalt write the entertainer, and then there was.
That was the 11th decree.
Yes.
They actually had to put that in, under. They had to chisel it, you know, like in the sidelines, like when you run out of space when you're taking notes in school.
Did they chisel the notes in,
They
too?
Had to chisel the notes in to the Ten Commandments.
It was on the back.
There
like,
were notes
there was
to Ten Commandments.
Yeah, there was a Nicolas Cage of that era. Who discovered it on the back of the...
Yeah, yeah. On the back of the Ten Commandments, he found a map to the music for the entertainer.
Just had to put lemon juice on it.
Yeah, just to put it in the oven.
Which was difficult.
Put those big old stone blocks in the oven.
Yes.
And then and they just... They could see everything.
Then they had to invent the piano, and then they played it.
On it had the instructions of how to invent a piano.
It was a sequence of events.
Yeah, wow. I see, now I'm learning new things.
Well, that's what happens when
you come on. Speaking of new things, guys.
Yeah.
I'd like to transition into one of our segments.
Oh.
Called Random Acts of Questioning. Oh, my goodness. Is this appropriate music for this?
I
feel like it's tense enough.
I feel like the Phantom is with us.
I'm going to reach my hand into this mysterious device.
I can hear it.
You can hear the shuffling.
Very mysterious.
And I'm going to pull out a question.
Is it for me?
It's for our guest, Tyler Bucks.
Hi, I'm in a band called Royalties. I'll tell you more about it at some point.
No, I won't.
The question I have drawn.
All right.
Drum roll, courtesy of the band member.
Yes.
Where were you on August 31st, 1997, the year our beloved Princess Diana was taken from us?
Oh.
That is a chilling, chilling question.
While he contemplates. Let's see, I would have been four.
Yes.
So when I was four, I was big into Monopoly, so I was probably playing Monopoly. I was probably playing as the shoe, and that may have been the day that I got the shoe actually stuck on my foot, that little metal shoe. I had to try.
You
and
have incredibly
very
small
feet.
Yeah, that's an incredibly small foot you have.
Well, I haven't.
I didn't notice on the way in.
No,
you know, that's probably
that's
how you evaded all the dishes.
I have normal size feet, but they got. I
oh
got
my,
stuck.
Good lord!
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, it's still on there.
Oh,
you didn't
well.
Hear? You didn't hear a little click every time I walked?
Wow,
it's still
now
there.
That you mention it,
yeah, I didn't notice until you said something. Just
yeah,
now
that's where I was, and yeah. So, what are you trying to do?
Did you hear about it on the news?
Are you trying?
Really?
Are
I'm
you,
just I'm just more intrigued now, like anatomically, how that's even possible.
I just feel like you're trying to incriminate.
The better
me.
Question: did you win?
Anything to do with our beloved Princess Diana? Well, now I know you did not, because there's no way she was murdered by a man with a child, an infant, with a metal Monopoly piece.
let's not rule it out.
The game is still going on.
The game's afoot, actually.
Oh no!
What a pun! What an incredibly
I'm leaving.
Well woven pun. On his way out, he hit the microphone a little bit. We're gonna
sorry. Tap.
Oh no.
Oh, I don't like that.
We don't want any of that. You know what?
What?
I'm thinking we should ask another question. What do you think, Johnny?
Do you want to ask a question?
Let's ask a question. Should we get mood music going here?
Something creepy. Yeah.
Let's get a little mood music going.
Perfect. Wow.
Random acts of question.
Do you have a favorite city?
Do I have a favorite city?
Do you have a favorite city? That's not too bad.
I do, actually.
It's not as incriminating as you.
And you can't pull a Fallout board and say, this city,
hey.
Is our city, you know.
For the listener, that is an inside joke because one of Royalty's songs involves this city. I would love to hear that music. I'd love to play it on the podcast if I could get
You can whenever you want.
Glorious.
That you have it right now. I'm saying that you can play it.
I feel like you're dodging the question.
If we play it, do we get any royalties?
I didn't kill Princess Diana is what I'm trying to say here.
That's up for debate.
You need to let it go.
What was my favorite city?
What if I point this interrogation light directly onto your face?
Ooh. That's my face.
That's Johnny's over there.
Oh, ouch. Sorry. It's dark in here.
Yeah.
This is the only source of light we have.
My favorite city is Orlando.
Orlando?
Which is something we have all experienced.
Orlando, Germany. You know what? I've been there.
Yes.
And it's like not as great as Tyler says it is.
No. I like that because there's two O's at the beginning and end.
Yeah, it's like all typical German words.
All German words. There's two O's at the beginning and end.
Guys, I'm being silly. We're talking about Orlando, Florida.
Yes, we are.
Orlando, Florida, who unfortunately had a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, that's why I was almost sitting here thinking, should I even say Orlando? But yeah,
every time we mention a tragedy, it gets worse. So I imagine reserved for a reason.
It's obviously a tragedy. But yeah, I that city terrible holds a big place for me because that's like our family vacation spot.
Oh, right. Through the years?
Yep.
It's a great place.
It is a great place. Johnny actually went on vacation with me there. And
did he indeed?
Yes. And Calhoun blew me off one time when I was down there, and he was down there at the same time.
Listener, my name is Calhoun. I'm
Mike.
Many times referenced as Calhoun, which is fine.
Mike.
I am familiar with Orlando, Florida. I resided there. For approximately 14 months.
Wow.
I did.
I didn't even know it was that long, honestly.
It was a long time. I did blow you off.
Did you play all of the mini golf?
I didn't play a single game.
There was a lot.
That's it. I'm leaving.
I didn't play a single game of mini golf. He's leaving again. Tyler likes to leave, and then he comes back when he realizes that his porthole isn't open.
In Orlando?
My porthole is always
open. And didn't play mini golf.
No, not only did I not play mini golf, only visited one of the Orlando parks once.
Wow.
And I had a free pass to one of them. And that is not the one I visited.
Oh, my God.
I went to the Disney parks, the Magical Kingdom one.
Well, when you're living...
All right, King Midas.
When you're living down there and working and everything,
yeah,
I
working,
feel
going,
like...
Going to class.
Because there's stuff to do up... Yeah, and stuff to do where... I live, not down here in the ocean.
In the ocean,
I was about
in the Pacific
to say
ocean.
That we were in Ohio or something.
Yeah, we're a little... Yeah, we wouldn't really be able to say up here because we're far below sea level.
But yeah,
and Orlando's, you know, it's nearly drowning at this point. The rest of Florida... Yeah. If we have our way and we can melt the rest of those ice caps, Florida will mostly be engulfed.
Is that what these missiles are for?
Yeah, thermal heat.
I'd like to get back to the on topic of Orlando.
Let's move away from our projects.
But yeah, no, I like it. That's it.
That's it. That's his favorite. You know what? I feel like that's an appropriate answer.
Thank you.
Good.
Is there one more question?
We've got one more question. As you can hear, that is the sound of one question left.
Wow.
On our segment of Random Acts, and then we're going to take a break.
That looks like a Bertha's Barn.
Let's get a little
burrito,
different
burrito. Whatever I said, tip jar.
Oh, Big Bertha's Burrito Barn?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's get a little different mood music going. Here we go. I like this. All right. This is some Orlando-themed music. Your question on Random Acts of Questioning.
Yes.
If you could replace your limbs with robot limbs, would you?
Ooh, wait. This needs a little bit of a follow-up.
Yes.
Like, what kind of...
Well, no, not even that. The question I have is...
I would like to wait for follow-up questions.
Are they all limb? Like, all my limbs, or just I could choose?
You know what? Let's make some rules here. It is all limbs. All of your limbs would be replaced with robot limbs.
Now,
how do you feel about that?
While I'm a huge fan of robots.
Okay.
And
you hit our robot lobby.
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you get the robot. Thank the you. Robot I'm demographic. With you.
Yes.
Clinched.
Yeah. I think for guitar. Playing guitar, I couldn't do it.
You don't
it.
Think that robot limbs would assist you in playing the guitar?
Well, that's the question. Are they functional?
I've seen the new RoboCop, and I know they're not.
Well,
for everyone who's seen, RoboCop
Hang
knows
on.
What I'm talking about.
I remember seeing the new RoboCop, and I vividly remember a man playing the guitar.
But he starts to mess up.
Because he wasn't focusing. And everyone knows guitar only requires focus.
Does it?
Yeah, it's all. It doesn't require any talent. It requires focus.
I heard that.
It's like,
I picked it up in a day.
It's like shooting beams out of your hand in Dragon Ball Z. You don't have to have any sort of training. It's just they focus.
How many times
real
has
hard.
Dragon Ball Z been brought up? That's the second
Twice.
Time.
Not nearly enough. No, that's actually the next question. I lied about those three questions. The fourth question
okay,
is
bring
be
back
regarding,
the music then.
Let's bring back this music here.
Okay, what's the question about Dragon Ball Z?
I lied about that.
No, I don't like Dragon Ball Z.
An audible gasp from all three of us. The one,
Wait,
even the one that
even
claimed
me.
Even Tyler. No. I don't have another follow up.
I did like.
Ball Z.
I did like Dragon Ball Z.
Did you like Dragon Ball Z? What did you like about Dragon
when I was,
Ball Z?
When I was younger, I liked it a lot. Like, cause I didn't even watch it really. You know, when growing up, there were some of those shows that you would just see, like they were on just TV, and
yes.
You would see them and be like, oh, that was so cool, but like you didn't have cable or you didn't, whatever, and you didn't actually watch them, but I was just like shooting lasers out of your hands flying, like, oh, that was super
Everyone
cool.
wants to shoot lasers out of their hands.
And then when I got older, I was like, you know, I'm an adult now, I'm going
shoot.
To watch these,
yeah,
because they were so awesome. They're not that awesome.
They,
Ooh.
I did not watch my first... This is because this goes back to me not knowing anything, being completely clueless growing up. I didn't watch any Dragon Ball Z until I was 18 years of age.
Oh, wow.
I was, because of the internet, I knew of it, and my friends watched a lot of it when they were growing up, but I did not watch a single episode until I was 18. And I was sick one day, and I sat, and I watched the entire first season of Dragon Ball Z, and it was... Not good. It's,
right,
it's
well,
not a good. It's really not well done.
Well, the main.
But I loved it.
The main thing is like I even watching it. Like I did actually watch Digimon growing up.
Oh man!
And I was like, oh, these are awesome. I love Digimon. And
wow!
When it came back,
oh, no.
When it came
wow.
on Netflix, I was like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. I'm going to watch these again. Whatever. The first episode, I felt like my whole childhood fall apart as how like bad it is. But
rewatching those things can really do
it. Just
that
don't
to you.
Do it.
That's yeah, exactly. So I haven't watched anything in 3 years.
Yeah, I was a Yu-Gi-Oh man myself.
Indeed.
And I played.
That was my religion.
Yes, I liked Yu-Gi-Oh so much that I converted playing cards, 52 playing cards, and I made a Yu-Gi-Oh! Style game from those. Like, you had to know what each face card was.
I'd love to know the rules. Tell them to me now.
They were very complicated, and, like, it was like diamonds were trap cards or something. It was, like, really complicated.
Well, trap cards.
You've brought up Scooby-Doo. You've brought up Yu-Gi-Oh! Both shows I couldn't watch growing up because my parents wouldn't let me. Scooby-Doo was about ghosts.
But that's
and
about
the
70s.
They were
See,
sent,
I was under
the
impression 70s, that it was about people.
They were se- well, me too.
Dressed up as ghosts.
Yeah, imagine that.
Some of them are real. Some of them are real.
Some ghosts are real.
I was here, believe it or not.
Hey,
we all
personally know one ghost, at least. He may be a ghost. He may not.
Who? The Phantom?
Who do you think? Who do you think I'm talking about? Mitch again? Yeah. Mitch, don't come back.
He's still out.
He's probably getting banned.
I mean, it's dark.
Every time you say don't come back, he wants to come back. So you just gotta...
How do you know what's going through Mitch's head? What, does he tell you stuff in his sleep?
Yes.
For the rest of his sleep. Absolutely. Sleep in the same bunk. Or not the bunk.
There's one bunk.
Same room.
There's one bunk.
There's a single bunk.
We're like peas in a pod,
yeah,
fetal position.
Cookie's real big, so he takes up a lot of space. And the pillow. That's the next investment. We're going to...
Buy a pillow?
We're going to buy another pillow. Pillow number two.
We got the nuclear warheads and then realized...
Yeah,
that
the nuclear
left
warheads,
in the budget.
They really destroyed the budget. So we're...
Congrats on the pillows, guys.
Thanks. Well, in the future. We'll accept the congratulations.
Yeah, we don't have them yet, so... Kind of premature.
Guys, we're going to have to take another break soon.
What?
Tyler doesn't want to take a break.
I'm surprised.
He just wants to roll right through.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to play another game.
Okay.
And then we're going to do some plugs.
Ooh.
So we'll be right back with more Unbelievables after this.
Huh?
Yeah, I think that's the way. Hey there. This is Sam of Jim's Super Extra Large Muffins. Jim is in the hospital after suffering head trauma at the hands of one of his robot employees, so he wasn't able to record this ad, and it would have cost us to reschedule studio time. So Jim asked me, Sam, one of his human children, to record it in his stead and then go on a vengeful hunt of the autonomous machine that assaulted him. Unit 69, if you're out there and listening to comedy podcasts, hear this. Your days are numbered because I will hunt you down and destroy you with this toy lawnmower. I went to the store and I asked for the most efficient weapon for $29.99 and was told the most powerful thing on earth is a child's imagination. Then I was handed this plastic lawn care tool. Joining me is my trusty dog sidekick named Ass. Together we will sniff out the robot assailant and dismantle him piece by piece as he beeps and boops in excruciating pain. Vengeance will be mine.
Hello. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Greetings.
Welcome back to the Unbelievables, guys. This is Mike Calhoun. I'm joined by my co-host, Johnny Trowbridge.
Yo.
Sorry.
I doubt anyone went anywhere during the break. And I highly doubt anyone starting the podcast at an hour in. If you are, I apologize if I have offended you. We're joined by Tyler Bucks.
Hi.
Lead guitarist of the band Royalties.
That's a true fact.
Let's not get too far. We'd like to mention that in plugs.
Mm.
Coming up soon.
Yeah.
But first, we'd love to play a little game.
What is the game?
The game is...
Oh, my God. Here we go.
We're going to watch Rocky.
It's an exciting game that needs to be explained very briefly with very uplifting music.
Wow.
Let's explain it to Mike. It was teased earlier in the podcast.
Yes.
That me, Mike.
Hi.
I'm a little clueless when it comes to some things.
Understatement.
And I have some things written down that I would love for my guests to fill me in on. One of my guests is putting a... Or my guest and my co-host.
Hi.
My guest put
That's
on
me.
A goofy hat. cracking me up.
It's funny. It's a funny hat.
It's funny. It's a big hat. It's bigger than normal.
Jared Ferguson.
That's not my name. Oh, referencing other comedians.
Yes.
That's always a great way to build a good...
I brought it up. Sue me.
Yeah. I will.
Can we get Cookie in here? He's a lawyer.
I heard I'm getting sued.
Can we get Cookie in here to get those documents drawn up?
We should probably pay Cookie more.
This game is simple. I'm going to ask you something that I don't understand, and you guys are going to explain it to me to the best of your ability.
All right.
And what I have written down here, something that was brought... Here we go. Which is more appropriate, the term jerk-off or jack-off?
What's more appropriate for the action?
Or for a person?
Well, which one... is best to use, I suppose, because I don't know which one to say, and I don't know if one of them's gonna be. If I go to say, if I'm ever in a situation,
yes,
in which I approach a strange woman,
and you,
and I tell,
I don't like, I where, don't this like is where this going. Is going
either. No, just yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong with that situation?
Okay, let's say you're describing a person.
You know what? I'm approaching a child.
Oh, keep going.
Okay, yeah. All right, now I'm with you.
No.
And I say, man, that guy that just ran over your legs is a real jerk off.
Or see, jack
can
off.
Can I call him? What is it weirder is, if I say he's a jerk off or a?
This is my
person. Here's a separate. So here, before you get to your before you explain, I'm cutting off his microphone because that's the punishment you get for interrupting. Now here's a separate situation. Mm-hmm. If I ever tell someone, mm-hmm. yeah. One time, I was jerking off.
You're jerking off to,
I was
in New
York? I apologize to anyone that. That's,
I was jerking off.
I was jerking off, or jacking off. Mm-hmm. See, jacking off just sounds so harsh.
Too harsh.
Well, okay,
too
so harsh. Here's what I can I say. Can I speak now? Can my mic be?
You are permitted to speak.
Okay. I would say jack off.
You would say jack off
as a person.
So a person's a jet. That's the. That's just the turbine.
Dive.
that's cookie cutting the engine.
Yeah, it's cookie cutter.
Oh,
cookie cutting the engines. Thing that happened there.
I would say jack off.
You would say jack off. Feel free to speak directly into the microphone.
As a person,
you would. You would say a person is a jack off.
No, yes. I wouldn't. I would always use jerk off.
You would say a. See, this is news to me.
For both,
like
of
I said,
them.
I like absorbing all this information.
For both, jackoff has that hard K.
Yeah,
it really that is sounds. Just, it's not pleasant.
Maybe that's why it's a good insult.
Mm-hmm. No,
jackoff.
It makes you sound like the jackoff.
Sounds like you have to smoke a lot of cigarettes to say it.
Yeah, jackoff.
Yeah, jackoff.
No, because that could be jerk off if you have a London.
If you're from Brooklyn.
A London accent.
A London accent.
You jerk off.
We all know about that, don't we? It's just, oh, you jerk off.
Jerk off.
Jack off.
Yeah, it's a jerk off.
It's just a jerk off.
Jerk off, jerk off. Anyway,
potato, potato.
Is that how is it? I imagine that's exactly how someone from London would pronounce potato.
That was
and
three.
Potato.
That's three potato. London men that
potato.
Just came in.
Potato.
But no, my personal philosophy: jack off is a person, jerk off is an action.
Is the action?
Yes.
I don't delineate
and,
them.
And you, Johnny?
No, I would do both. I would use.
You
both.
Would say the opposite.
I would say jerk for both.
Jerk off for both. Yes. So a person's a jerk off.
And the action.
And the action is jerking off.
Because.
Or to jerk off.
I definitely wouldn't say jack off as
jack off doesn't even
doesn't
make sense.
I remember as a
jack
child.
Jack off doesn't make sense. What does that mean?
What do you remember as a child?
Well, I remember as a child.
I don't want to hear that.
Some guy came up to me after
some guy
my
came
legs
up after
got
my
ran
legs
over.
Were run over by a vehicle and said, man, that guy's a real jack. No, I remember as a child saying the term jack off.
Okay.
Not jerk off. And I think it's because I didn't understand that jerk was like an action.
Sure.
But I also didn't understand what I was saying. I was just repeating what I was hearing. So maybe back in the 90s, in the early... Actually, I don't want to say that because that's dating me. Back
so
in the...
So old.
I already dated...
Princess Diana was still alive.
I dated
alive.
Myself when I said when I how old I was when Princess Diana
Yeah, back
died.
When Princess Diana was still with us. God rest her soul. Peace be upon her.
We're doing the crucifix
we're crucifying our chests.
We're crucifying Johnny. Give us a second.
It hurts.
Why didn't we do it to Mitch? Ah, son of a bitch.
He's still
so
laying
useless.
There.
I mean, he's got he's bleeding from the head. Looks like he's wearing a crown of thorns. He's halfway there.
What?
Halfway there.
It's really just
But anyway,
glass.
I would say jack off because that's what I heard. From okay. movies and television, because it's my only source.
Mm-hmm.
But now I say jerk off, and I think it's because jack off is just so
too harsh.
So harsh. There is that funny little saying. It's like grammar is important mm-hmm. because it's the difference between helping your uncle jack off of a horse and helping your uncle jack off a horse.
Yeah,
that's
I
the
do
only
like that.
Way.
I like.
Yeah,
that.
It makes me chuckle.
You like that?
Inside. I like both versions.
Johnny likes the figurative and literal versions of that situation.
I like that.
None of that. Reminds me of Mitch and
Rotten Crabtree.
Rotten Crabtree, who's assisting Mitch right now
for the past 20 minutes.
For quite a while. Yeah.
It's, maybe we should help.
It's good that they have each other.
So the question is now, what are you going to say now?
I suppose I'm going to have to go with jack off as a guy, as a man. I'm going to have to go with Tyler on this one.
Well, it's just because
jack off is a person, and jerk off being the action.
If I'm yelling at somebody outside, like, of my car, hey, jack off! You know what I mean?
That's good.
It kind of hits more. Yeah,
it really does. It's an impactful situation or insult.
I think if I yelled jerk off, I would have to go to, like, a Brooklyn accent in a way, just to make it.
Jerk off. That's not a good Brooklyn accent.
That sounded like half
a Brooklyn accent, like jerk off.
Yeah, so you know the Brooklyn accent is just so sophisticated.
Let's go see the Mets. Let's get a hot dog.
Hot dog.
I think I'll get a stadium pretzel. What do you think of James?
With mustard.
Yes.
May I have a tall brew?
Pole moutarde.
What'd you call me?
Are you the mustard?
Are you the mustard?
Yes. Wait, no. Parlez-vous moutard? Do you speak mustard?
Man,
I do.
I really want pretzels.
Indeed.
Now.
You know, this music really puts me in the mood for pretzels.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the end of the podcast.
That's everything.
That was the plug.
We would like to plug pretzels.
The video.
Our official sponsor.
Oh.
Pretzels.
I'm actually unaware of what our sponsors were today. You know, they sometimes have to vary because we're just getting started, guys.
I know.
We're just getting started. So yeah.
And they keep rolling
today's
in.
Today's sponsors, the offers keep rolling in. So we have to appeal to a wide audience, really, is what we have to, because we have a pretty wide audience. We got the robot audience that we appeal.
I heard that earlier.
The Brooklyn and pretzel, they kind of coincide. They kind of overlap. There's on a Venn diagram of Brooklyn fans and pretzel fans. I imagine we have a lot of overlap.
London. We hit London up.
We hit London. I feel like we offended more Londoners.
We might have, but
speaking of offended. Calhoun talked about Americans or whatever, Native Americans.
Americans.
And their
and
size.
How large they are. That may or may not have turned some people onto it.
And I called someone a jack-off.
And then we actually yelled at a man walking by in the sub. Walking by the sub underwater.
Sorry. Through the porthole, we saw him.
We saw him through the porthole.
What a jerk.
Of the sub, the nuclear sub.
What a jack, sorry.
The small-ish, one-cot nuclear sub that we're on.
It's not that small.
Anyway,
you were the one that established it as being so small.
Oh yeah,
smallish. If I remember, you said it is very small. Believe me. And now you're like it's large.
It's using the.
I'm trying to keep people on their toes. Keep me honest.
I'm on my toe.
Oh my god. Well, I would like. You know what? I would like to move a transition into plugs. Do we have a plug song? I don't know. I'm the one with the music over here. Why not? You know what? Plugs sounds like a party.
Ooh.
This sounds like a good time.
He looks over at me, the guest, and says, "Do we have plug songs?"
Who are you addressing? Well. Are you addressing my listeners? How dare you?
Wow.
No. I'd like to do plugs now.
I was talking to the Phantom.
Plugs.
Johnny, starting with you. Plugs. Are you on the twits? The tweets? Tweeter?
I'm currently not.
You're currently not on the tweeter.
I'm not very... See, you're the one...
Do you have any upcoming projects on the nuclear sub?
Yes.
I'm planning on going and making some food.
There's a loose bolt.
We're going to
see
if Cookie made any... There's a loose bolt.
I thought there would be a market for nuclear.
The classic George W. Bush pronunciation.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Nuclear with an extra U.
Nuclear, just a microwave that's just
nuclear
radiation.
Wow.
So it's just shooting radiation. So this is a project you're working
everywhere. So really... You can cook on any side or top or bottom of the microwave.
Those are the sides. The sides are your options are top, bottom, and sides.
So that's what you're working on?
It's already done.
Wow. It's already been taken care
of.
Can
I see it after the podcast?
I don't know if you want to get too close.
It's in the sub.
Yeah. So we probably all got
cancer. If we get a few more prototypes, we might be able to send it to Shark Tank and get them approved.
they take anything, I hear.
As long as you get a patent.
You're video chatting them from the submarine.
From the sub. I think they'll be impressed with that because it shows that we are pioneers.
Hey, open up that package.
Okay, I don't see why this is funny. This sounds like a great idea.
That has a hazard, a radioactive hazmat sticker all over it.
All right. That's enough. It's enough about the nuclear microwave that we have. It's a great idea.
It is.
And I feel like it's...
What a great plug.
I'm going to take in so many royalties.
Oh, good heavens.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to mute you for that one.
Oh, man.
There he goes.
There he goes. He's gone.
Help me.
I'll bring you back.
Thank you.
Tyler, moving over to you. Plugs. I'd love to hear more... the man that's in a band whom the other members may actually be upset by the lack of exposure.
No. Okay, fine.
Any plugs?
Yeah, so right now we're working on a new album. We're working on promos. We're working on a music video.
Are you guys playing any music on this album?
No.
Or is it just going to be...
No, it's just
going to be the entertainer.
It's just us talking about it.
You're going to be talking about your previous album.
This podcast.
It's pretty meta.
Yeah.
That's really meta, actually.
No. Yeah, so we're working on
that. So you're working on music now.
And then but right now we have a CD EP out called We Are. It's on Google Play, Spotify.
Oh, that's cool.
iTunes.
Isn't it difficult to get on Spotify?
I didn't do it, so.
Oh.
I'm not going
to. The answer is yes.
We deferred that to the authorities. To the officials.
As I would say, the lessers.
The lessers. Yeah, you know what?
Ooh.
We know all about it.
But yeah.
Rotten and Mitch.
Rotten, yeah.
But yeah, and then there's a couple of the songs on YouTube. And
so people can find you on YouTube at Royalties.
Royalties. And then every... Royalties on YouTube and Facebook, and then everywhere else is We Are Royalties.
We Are Royalties. So your Twitter handle would be at We Are Royalties?
Mm-hmm. Same with Instagram.
Everyone, I'm assuming you know how to spell the words We Are and Royalties. Just put them in order.
Mm-hmm. No spaces.
No spaces.
No space, hassle.
The final frontier. No hassle.
No spaces, no hassle.
At We Are Royalties, and that's on the Instagrams mm-hmm. as well. You guys post pictures and photographs?
Ooh.
Yes.
They do. I've seen them.
From mm-hmm. what I understand today, mm-hmm. as of this recording, you were doing some photographs in
yesterday.
The land of Cleve.
Yeah, and it was insane. It was insane down there. I believe there was a Indians game. There was the viewing party.
Were the Indians large? Did you happen to get a glimpse of them?
Yeah, they were giant. I was giant. The whole time I was like, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. I hope it comes up somehow.
Well,
fortunately it did. It came up very organically.
But no, there was an Indians game, the Cavs viewing party for the playoff.
Oh,
and
the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers.
There was a show in the House of Blues that had a line around the building. Jeez. And we just happened to pick... this day of all things.
Who was playing House of Blues?
Bournes. I haven't heard of
them.
Bournes
were going to be expecting some money for plugging you without a...
Wow, a plug within a plug.
There you go, plug within a plug. But no, keep
so
keep
yeah, it was crazy.
Photo shoot
we had a good time.
Let's hear no more.
But yeah, so we're going to be releasing those soon, but mostly we're working on pushing for this new stuff.
Guys, go check out their album.
It's We Are.
We Are.
They got t-shirts.
And the band is Royalties. They've got t-shirts. Actually, their t-shirts are great.
Wait, can we buy the t-shirts?
Their designs are fabulous. Mm-hmm. I own the album. I enjoy it.
I own both t-shirts.
He does.
They're stylish.
Johnny happens to own both of their t-shirts. Mm-hmm. They only made two of them.
I got both.
And he got both of them. So mm-hmm. they're going to make more. They'll make more. You can buy them.
Yeah.
Do you have a show coming up? Or do you just want to... No shows planned.
Well, we're like I said, we're focusing on that now.
Focusing but on recording.
We're focusing on the family.
Focus on the family. Eight is enough.
seventh
heaven.
But yeah,
family.
We're counting
matters.
Down.
19.
This is a full house.
Going on 20 or whatever that Who's that?
I feel like that.
Oh, 19 and counting. That's that.
19 and counting. What's that?
It's not 19, is it?
I swear it's 19.
It was a lot. That's scary. It's a lot of children.
How is that possible?
Speaking of children.
Yeah.
I don't have a segue. What's your, I need to work on my segues. Yeah,
plug for children.
Guys, this is the first episode. Children. Segues will come later. But I'd like to plug that I, Mike Calhoun, will be at Waterville, Ohio. Mm. That's the state of Ohio. As of this recording today, but as of this recording tomorrow, I'll be there Wednesday, June 15th, performing at, oh Lord, it's some cigar shop in Waterville. If you're in Waterville and you're listening to this, then
there's so many cigar shops in Waterville. There's a lot it's of cigar be hard shops. To find them.
Just tour around. But after that. I will be in Rochester, New York, June 22nd,
Ooh,
performing stand-up comedy. It's kind of like music, only you don't sing it. Mm-hmm. It's just, you just speak. But I'll be doing stand-up comedy in Rochester, New York, June 22nd, on a Wednesday. So check me out there. I think that's everything. Thanks for listening. This has been the Unbelievable. Should we play some music on the way out?
Yes, of course.
Let's play some music to take us out. What do we want to play?
Something funky.
Let's get a little crunchy guitar up in here.
Ooh. Oh.
Real crunchy.
Sailing that's away.
The Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Hey guys, this is Mike. Just wanted to thank you for listening to the episode and to remind you to follow us on Twitter. I was about to say Instagram, but we are not on there because we are not a visual format. Follow us on Twitter at @TUnbelievables. It's @TUnbelievables. We couldn't get the Unbelievables because that's just the way the world works. We also have a Facebook group, so join us if you so please. Thank you so much.